Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on show 600, the US EV sales update, Tesla's Monty Python Easter egg, and battery production kicking off in Germany. Those stories and many more coming up on, like I say, the 600th episode of this podcast. I'm guessing someone somewhere in the world is listening for the very first time, and I guess someone may well be listening to their 600th episode. To both of you, thank you very, very much for listening. I hope you enjoy it. My name is Martin Lee. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Here is your show for Friday, 4th of October. I go through every EV story that I can find, and I try and whittle it down to the stories that in 10, 12, 15 minutes mean that you are completely up to date. Thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping make this show. Well, MyEV in the USA is the world's first marketplace for buying and selling, learning about EVs. It's version 2.0 now. Go check it out if you're a dealer as well, MyEV.com. And two new patrons of the podcast as well that I want to say thank you to. Thank you to a new producer, Anton Arneson. And thank you very much, Anton, for all that you do as well. Someone that I keenly follow. And producer David Lloyd Tucker. David Lloyd Tucker, thank you very much. And Anton, really appreciate you joining up at producer level on Patreon as well. Thank you to everyone who leaves a review for this podcast, by the way. Very, very quickly, if you use Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. It's like social proof. Somebody else will see your words, and maybe they'll listen to a podcast all about electric cars. You never even know, somewhere down the line, they may even buy one and clean up the air just a little bit. This is from Al Liu, who listens in the USA, who says, a great source to get your EV news. His enthusiasm and energy about the latest achievements in the electric vehicle world are a good way to start your day. Thank you, Al Liu. It's not hard to be this enthusiastic when there's so much good news flying around about EVs. Let's kick off with a USA update on sales. The Inside EV sales scorecard has been updated, and we can look at a couple of models in particular. We'll kick off with the Audi e-tron, a car that I've only seen up close and personal a handful of times in my life. And I'm an EV nerd, and I look out for these things. Actually, in the wild as well, I'm not sure I've seen too many. You know, I mean, like driving down the road, and I'm driving as well, and I see one. I see so many EVs these days, but the e-tron should be more like the lesser spotted e-tron. And now the sales for the US have been out. They have been in decline recently in September. Well, I'm sad to say that trend has not been reversed. Only 434 were sold in the US last month. The EV share out of the total Audi volume slipped down from 2.8 to 2.7% in September. Just let's do a comparison then. So 434 for the e-tron last month. The estimate for the Tesla Model X, which is the car that most people think it's closest to, albeit more expensive, I must admit, is about four times higher. 1,675 Inside EVs estimated. Of course, Tesla don't publish the monthly figures. After several months on sale, Audi have delivered 3,540 e-tron in the USA in the first 9 months of the year. Model X did almost 14,000. So, come on, Audi, want to reverse that trend? I'm not sure what plans they've got to do that. Maybe it's doing some work on the price, maybe it's how they advertise it, but there's no doubt about it. The e-tron is a fabulous EV. All right, yes, disclaimer, efficiency, not the best. But we know why. Because they don't let you use all of that 95 kilowatt hours. They use plenty at the top end to mean that you can charge all the way to 100% and it's still very quick. They don't let you access the bottom end of the battery for safety reasons. I forget the usable capacity of the e-tron. But look, when I'm inside the e-tron, it just feels like any other very luxurious German gorgeous car. Hey, I wouldn't complain about having one on my driveway. And from that to the Nissan Leaf, the sales, not only in a downward trend in Japan, but in the US as well, and staying with inside EVs, Nissan Leaf sales are decreasing despite the introduction of the long-range 62-kilowatt-hour battery that is known as the Leaf E+. In Europe, the Nissan Leaf was last year's number one selling car. Over 40,000 of the things were sold here in Europe. So far this year, it's down at number five. After 9 months of the year, selling only 21,000, a decrease in Europe, in the US, in Japan. What's going on with it? It's an interesting case. In Japan, about 2,250 sales last month in September. That's down 20% after 9 months of 2019. Japan as well. If you look at the cumulative figure, in other words, the total of how many have been sold, if you go back to January 2011, in the US, there are 138,500 Nissan Leafs. In Japan, which used to be way, way behind, it's just a few thousand now. 131,500 compared to 138. 131,500 in Japan have been sold, so they are catching up to the total US Nissan Leafs. I wonder what's going on there. Is it just increased competition? Is it a pricing issue again? Is it tech? What do you reckon it is with both the e-tron and the Leaf? Both very different cars, but both very, very nice cars. I've driven the new Nissan Leaf. Highly recommend it for so many people as well. If you don't mind CHAdeMO charging, if that works for you, maybe you want to future-proof yourself for some bi-directional vehicle-to-grid, vehicle-to-home kind of stuff, V2X stuff. You know, the Nissan Leafs are good. I like them a lot. I've never owned one, but you know, third, fourth generation of the car, if you count the 62 kilowatt hour battery as the fourth generation, a really, really lovely car. What's going on with the sales? I'd love to know your thoughts. Okay, let's move on to Tesla and on to electric. Tesla offering a 72-hour backup of Sentry Mode videos in what Electric are calling a data collecting effort. Tesla updated its language about data collection relating to Sentry Mode. And what they did was specify that it's now offering temporary cloud backup. So that's all it is. But it's backing up your videos for 72 hours as part of a cloud backup initiative. For years now, Tesla's been betting on a large customer fleet of vehicles equipped with cameras and sensors, and that's all about gathering data and helping them develop features. Tesla has an opt-in program for people to share the data. They also want to make it clear that the video clips are totally anonymous and they cannot be linked in any way to any specific vehicle. This is important for people who, after there were instances of companies being caught giving access to customer video feeds to their employees. Yes, mentioning no names, those kind of video-enabled doorbells. You know the ones that I'm talking about. Those videos were uploaded to the cloud. Unfortunately, they were uploaded to AWS and they weren't encrypted. And certain companies have had banks of freelancers, not even staff, going through what were effectively open folders on AWS, watching and looking at videos, all in the name of making the system better. Well, I don't own one of those doorbells, and I'm not sure I'm in any hurry to get one now I found out about that. So, Tesla doing their thing to save some of your data for 72 hours online in the cloud. But of course, I'm presuming that you have all of your data on the USB stick as well. A Sentry Mode alert, say Electric, don't happen that often. I've seen plenty, says Fred. Plenty of important Sentry Mode events that don't trigger the alerts, but never when someone broke into the vehicle, which is when they can steal your drive. So what does this discourage thieves from stealing the drive? Because owners could at least theoretically have the footage restored by Tesla. I wonder if that actually exists, whether Tesla can link that, if they have to, link that to your car in the name of safety and catching somebody and law enforcement. I wonder. I'll look that one up. Hey, in the next couple of days, by the way, I've got a a Tesla cam video where somebody, one of my buddies was hit by somebody else and it's all caught on camera. They pulled over, they exchanged details, but now this person's gone to ground. I want to tell you the story. It's a kind of fascinating, if that's the right word, story, but that'll be in a couple of days' time on the podcast. Now, for this next story about Monty Python, I want to take you back to a story that I reported on last December. On December the 14th last year, we were talking about an inverse.com article where he confirmed on Twitter last December that he would stop meetings at Tesla to play the people in the room clips from Monty Python's Flying Circus to communicate the goal when developing the company's mass market electric vehicle. A report published last December described his unusual management style, which of course plenty of the people who are anti-Tesla took pleasure in saying, this guy's crazy, stopping meetings and playing Monty Python clips. Monty Python, by the way, as an aside in the research I was doing for this story, was 50 years old yesterday. So Monty Python had its 50th anniversary from the very first time it was broadcast. And so words like sausage and gourd and antelope and all those kind of things, words that can sound funny in the right context. Maybe you like the TV shows, maybe you like the films as well. Monty Python can be a peculiarly British sense of humour thing, but it's certainly something that Elon gets his head around. I don't get all the Python stuff. There's certainly people out there who will quote Python like any super fan of any TV show can name you their favourite quotes, but it's certainly right up there. Now, that's the background. We know that Elon is a big Python fan. Now I found this video online on a YouTube channel by Golden Multimedia, if you want to have a look, 33 subscribers. So not the biggest of channels, but thank you very much, sir, for your uploads. And he says, in version 10 of the Tesla software, Tesla have added a Monty Python Easter egg. And here's how you put your car into what he calls Patsy mode to get the Easter egg. He says, P.S. Someone has suggested that doing this and summoning the car after an auto park will play coconut sounds. That is, by the way, in reference to a famous Monty Python bit where they didn't have a horse. And so what was it in? Was it in The Life of Brian? I don't know. So somebody is employed to tap coconut shells together to make it sound like they have a horse. Anyway, have a listen to this, and it's the video, it's about 30 seconds long, not even that, and it's the video of someone talking you through this Easter egg.
So here's how to get the Monty Python Easter egg in your Tesla. First of all, you have to rename your car instead of your normal name. Put in a Monty Python name. So I know Patsy works. Save that. And there we go. And then if we head over to the entertainment section for streaming, there we go. Now we have the Monty Python icon. You can tap that, and it brings us to the Monty Python YouTube channel.
Okay, I'll pop a link in the show notes if you want to watch the video for yourself or even try it in your Tesla if you've got version 10 and rename your car to Patsy. And, oh, talking of car names, Sunday's show is all going to be about your answers to question of the week. Before we get on to some stories, one from the Netherlands and one about German batteries, Elon Musk has taken to Twitter to talk about smart parking. And I must admit, this one's new to me. Here's the quote. Here's the tweet. Elon says, and I quote, "Hopefully a month or two, although it may be silly, a little silly at first." And he's writing that tweet in response to somebody who was asking about this. He teased an upcoming smart parking feature. So version 10 was already a really big update. And of course, with that came smart summon. There's been over 500,000 smart summons done already, which is surely adding to Tesla's bank of knowledge, of which they are assimilating all the different data points to make their cars smarter, the neural nets. But what is smart parking? Well, Elon did clarify that owners of enhanced autopilot and full self-driving would have access to the new feature, and in a month or two, you might get access to smart parking. What is smart parking? If you get out of your car at the front door of a shop, the car can then go find a parking space and park itself and then come and get you at the end with smart summon. Oh, I don't know. I'll look into this more. If you have any ideas, by the way, let me know. You can email me anytime. My email address, my personal email, is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Now, Martin at Clean Technica is talking about a Dutch surprise. The Netherlands is surpassing wildest predictions for Tesla's Model 3. Normally, Norway is the biggest Tesla market here in Europe, when the Dutch market absorbs three times the Norwegian number. You know something's going on in the Netherlands. Tesla Model 3 is changing all of the current established orders. The Zoes, the Leafs, the i3s were always in the top sellers. But now Europe is waking up to the Model 3. And in the Dutch market, with lavish incentives, by the way, which make that segment of car, the Tesla, much more affordable than its competitors, we can see that all the stories we saw over the last couple of days about, like I say, I'm gonna back off the financial stuff. If you didn't hear my Tesla results, the production and delivery show, it was just amazing news. Record production, record deliveries, year on year, they're just through the roof. You go back 3 years and it's just a different company. And yet, the share price tanks and all the TV stations and CNBC and all the commentators say that Tesla's in big trouble. So I'm done with that, because it's clearly all a big game that I don't understand, so I'm staying away from it. Anyway, one of the things that these people talk about, having said I'm not going to mention it, I will for the last time, is the detractors of Tesla say that there is a demand cliff. And every 3 months we're told that Tesla's about to fall over the cliff, and every 3 months they break more records. But now they're saying there is a demand cliff and nobody else, everybody who wanted one's now bought one. Well, that clearly is not true. In Holland, the Dutch bought 7,500 Model 3s for what is a very small market. In the Netherlands, year so far, Tesla Model 3, 13,500 of the Model 3s sold. That is so far ahead, way, way ahead of its nearest competitors, the VW Polo, the Ford Focus, the VW Golf, the Fiesta, the Kia Picanto. These were all massive sellers before, and now an electric car is on sale in the Netherlands, and it's a car as good as the Model 3. The Dutch just cannot get enough of it. And once again, it is just so far out and ahead in the sales scorecard, it's not even funny. Let's move a little bit further east in Europe, and we'll end up in Germany, and we can talk about new battery production starting in Germany. And according to Green Car Congress today, Webasto, a global systems partner to the car industry, has just started production of batteries in Germany. It's batteries for EVs, the manufacturer of battery packs for what is described as a European bus maker. That's all the information I can get for you on this one. But a European bus maker is now getting these battery packs made in Germany at the company's site in the district of Regensburg. From the beginning of 2020, they're manufacturing their own self-developed standard battery system for commercial vehicles there. Spent 11 million euros in the product line recently. A further 18 million flowed into prototyping, the construction, and validating the centre. And now it is up and running. But you know what? That decision was taken 3 years ago. This is the kind of long lead time. I know we all get super excited about Tesla's building factories in China in a few short months, which is not normal. So this decision in Germany was made 3 years ago to expand its core business into the areas of EV batteries and charging solutions. And it's now really starting to pay off. So congratulations to a German company there who are making EV batteries. Exciting stuff. Another name to add to the list of companies getting in on the acts. So what do you call your car then? That's our question of the week, and I'll read out your answers on Sunday's show. What name have you given your car? And I say that from the perspective of someone who's never named a car. It's not a he or a she, it's just metal. But I know that that's not typical. Most people give their car a personality and a name. Indeed, in a Tesla, you have to. And so tell me yours, and I'll share it. Thank you very much. Those that have sent theirs in, you can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Leave a comment on socials. Thank you to 254 patrons of the show. You keep me going with your generosity. I'll read out all the names, as always, on Sunday's show. Wow, show 600. Where have the last 599 shows gone? That's flown by. Looking forward to the next 600. Well, there are 599 previous shows. The archive, for as long as I can afford to do it, the archive of all of those shows will stay online for you for free. And my Patreon supporters enable that to happen, by the way, and pay for the streaming and the hosting costs and things like that. If you want to get the new shows, get them first and free and automatically by hitting subscribe in your podcast app, and you can get them before anybody else. Come and say hi in the meantime. on my social media. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.